Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
If there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas, I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it.
George Strait is going to be your artist of the day today, the king of country, because I got word this morning, and we tried to get tickets last week. We failed. No bueno.
You and 20,000 mm-hmm. other people.
Couldn't even get in to even, I think there was like one seat left for $280. And Kelly's like, I just can't.
I'm out.
I can't do that. And so anyway, George Strait has announced he is adding a second date for Will, can you look up what date it is? I know it's in January.
It would have to be back to back.
They are back to back. I know he had added, or he had put one in for January of 2020 at the Sprint Center. And then they announced overnight that George Strait is adding a second date.
Sunday, January 26th is the second date.
Okay. And when do tickets go on sale for that? I think it's May 31st?
Yes.
Okay, so
next Friday at 10 a.m.
It is on June 1st when tickets go on sale. June 1st.
No, you don't have to do that. Just say they go on sale Friday, May 31st.
At 11 o'clock.
11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 a.m. That's when they go on sale. 11 o'clock
yours
in the
at
morning.
10.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to get mine at 10. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock in the morning is when you need to log on to the Sprint Center website.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck fighting against those robots.
That's the problem.
Oh, I'm aware.
No, I'm serious. They need to figure out a way to make sure that only people who actually really want to go see a concert can go see a concert.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well, why can't you say, like, prove you're not a bot. Pick out of these 9 pictures, pick out ones with trees in it.
The CAPTCHA things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because a bot can't do that, right?
Is that why they do
correct.
That?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How come it never works? It'll say, pick out storefronts. But then there are 8 grainy pictures that look like the worst convenience store surveillance video you've ever seen. I can never get the darn thing to work.
Because a bot can't make them out.
I think the reason why it never works is because you're not selecting the ones with storefronts in them.
A blind 45-year-old can't figure it out either.
Yeah.
It goes, try again, and I'm like, ah!
I filed that one under operator error.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same thing. So they go on sale May 31st. That's a Friday, right? Yeah, because I'm going to be in
correct.
Atlanta on June 1st. And they go on sale at 11 o'clock in the morning. Is that what you said?
11 a.m. with a wink and a nod, 10 a.m. for you.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
11 a.m. on May 31st. Got it.
Got
just
it.
Write
it
down
luck.
Here. Write down here in my notepad.
That's why when people say, did you hear that show sold out in 86 seconds? Well, it didn't necessarily sell out in 86 seconds because 20,000 people at one time wanted that ticket. It sold out in 86 seconds because computers are buying them and then turn around and mm-hmm. they charge you 5 times the face value.
Yes. That's correct.
It drives me crazy.
Dang it. I left the nice card that you got me on Saturday in my car.
Aww.
I'm going to have to go out and get it.
How was your weekend?
Well, it was busy. So Sarah graduated from high school on Saturday morning. And I was pretty strong. I was pretty darn strong throughout. You know that young man, Nolan Sprague, who broke his neck?
Yeah.
The baseball player?
Yes.
And out in Mill Valley? It was so touching. He did graduate this weekend. He did wheel himself across the stage to accept his diploma. That place went nuts when young Nolan Sprague, sadly now confined to a wheelchair,
went across the stage.
Yeah, thank you. went across the stage and got his diploma. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, for every kid, you know, it's like John Smith, and there's like four people in that corner going,
yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, Sarah Parks and our crew of like seven went, yeah, all right. Oh, sorry, keyword to cash, throne, ironically, throne.
Is it really?
Yeah, throne 72881.
Which spelling? As in past tense of throw or thing you sit
as
on.
As in Game of Thrones.
Like you sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, you do. Throne as in what a king sits on. So anyway, you know, with every kid, there's like a smattering of applause and stuff. When Nolan Sprague went across that stage, everybody in that place just went,
nuts.
Yes! And I feel so bad for that kid. But, you know, I'm proud at the same time, you know? I mean, he's been faced with a horrible adversity, and he powered through, man. I mean, good on him.
God bless him.
Yeah. Anyway, I was really good until the start of the party. We had a little party at this park in Western Shawnee, Will. And Shonda put it together for the most part. And they had this book, like a diary. And it was the Book of Advice. I was like, okay. So I open it and I'm going to write down some pithy things. And I realize I'm the first one to open the book. And I just wrote, my first sentence was, okay, I'll go first. Son of a bee sting. Somebody was cutting onions underneath the table or something, because I started just writing. And next thing I know, I'm
64 pages later. I'm running out of room. I'm crying and no one else gets to write anything.
There's no ink in the pen, so I'm writing in blood.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, halfway down the page, I'm bawling my eyes out like a big baby.
It's very, very hard because they will ask you to write a letter to be delivered. You know, a lot of the parents have been through this, and they want you to write a letter and give it to the school. Then the school passes it out to the kids on the bus or whatever after graduation. It's very hard when you sit down and try to put those types of thoughts to paper. And you'll recall I wrote my letter to my son in a Starbucks. I could not stop crying. I was ugly crying by myself in Starbucks as I tried to write this letter to him.
Oh, I remember that.
And I will never forget the barista came over, and it was right after Starbucks really stepped in it. Corporate Starbucks was in trouble a couple years ago for, I believe it was the arrest of a young man who was inside that did nothing wrong. They called police. Do you remember that?
That was two young men in Philadelphia.
It's a public relations nightmare. It was right on the heels of that. So I'm sitting there crying, and the barista comes over from behind the counter and puts her hand on my shoulder and says, "Are you enjoying your Starbucks experience?" No, I am not. Leave me alone. I've always said, do not write that letter in public.
Yeah.
Unless you want a barista to come over and ask you if you're enjoying your experience.
I had to go around the corner of the shelter, and I'm over there crying my eyes out, and I'm like, hey, I don't want anybody to see me cry. I'm a man, you know? Men don't cry.
You laugh, but that is a real vanity thing for a lot of guys, Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of us.
I know.
So I got up. You know, I finished writing and I'm sitting there wiping these tears away. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe how old I am. And I finally get up and I walk around the corner of the shelter, because we were at a public park, but it was raining on Saturday.
Yeah. Sure.
So we had this gigantic shelter. It was really nice. I walk around the corner, and I'm just sitting over there going, I'll be damned, Sarah comes around the corner, and she goes, Dad, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
And I looked at her, and I go, I'm fine. Why? Why would you ask?
See, you're not supposed to write it in front of the child either.
Well, when was I supposed to write it?
You should be asking me these things, because, you know, I've kind of been there, done that.
Anyway.
You should have just gone and stand in the rain so no one could see you cry.
Yeah.
For everyone listening who went through this milestone over the weekend, whether it's your high school graduate, I saw so many beautiful, amazing photos of college graduates. We are hugging you. It is a joyful time.
Yes.
It is an emotional time.
Please move back home. Please.
It'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not really.
And then, really. So afterwards, here's how I made good. So Will, you know, I lost my man card when I'm filling out the book of advice, right? Mm-hmm. I had to walk around a corner to go.
That was the moment. It wasn't anything else.
So, you know what I did after that?
What's that?
We went to go see John Wick 3.
Good for you.
Yeah. We went to go see some good, unadulterated killing.
Some stuff blown up.
People getting knives shoved into their heads. Oh,
feel better?
It was glorious.
Feel better?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. I watched like 500 people lose their life in a movie. I was like, yes, I feel like a man again.
All right, I'm all fixed.
Keyword this hour is throne, as in Game of Throne. 72881. That guy over there is Jason Katz. He's Will Starrett. You're Dana Wright, and I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Let me run with you tonight. I'll take you on a moonlight ride.
Ah, the late, but he's still great, Thomas Petty. Here on Dana and Parks. Dana just asked, when's the weather moving in? It is moving in this afternoon. We will keep you posted throughout the afternoon, of course.
Could it stop raining maybe just for, I don't know, 5 minutes?
It didn't rain yesterday, technically. Maybe a drop. Interesting story here from the independent newspaper out of England, but you can find it anywhere. And we'd like to know your thoughts on this. 576-7798. More than half of Americans believe that Arabic numerals, the standard symbols of the Arabic numerals, should not be taught in school. According to a new survey, 56% of Americans say Arabic numerals should not be part of the curriculum for U.S. pupils. So I ask you, should Arabic numerals be taught in public schools in the United States?
Do we know why this came about? I saw a lot about this over the weekend.
Don't know. They asked, by the way, the survey was conducted by Civic Science, which is an American market research company. Mm-hmm. They asked 3,600 Americans, should schools in America teach, this is the actual question that they pulled them on, should schools in America teach Arabic numerals as part of their curriculum? 3,600 people asked. 2,020 people said no. No, no, no.
We don't want no Arabic numerals up in here.
No, not up in here. 29% of respondents said the numerals should be taught.
Oh, okay.
In the United States.
Yes.
And 15% were too dumb to have an opinion.
Okay. I always wondered, who are those people that have no opinion?
People who don't pay attention.
Okay.
People who don't know who the vice president is. There is a segment of the American population, I kid you not, and I remain convinced, that almost is too dumb to breathe.
I'm curious why this is coming up now.
And should not be allowed to vote. Should not be allowed to vote.
We've talked about should cursive be taught, and I am pretty...
I think cursive should be taught.
I know you should, and I don't. I think the kids should know how to sign their name. I don't need you reading the Magna Carta. What about
the Declaration of Independence?
I think you can read cursive fine. Even if you just know the English alphabet, you can fake it till you make it.
Sort of make it out?
Yeah. Teach them how to sign their name. Teach personal finance.
So the question was, should Arabic numerals be taught in public schools in America? And a majority of Americans said the answer to that is no. Absolutely not. Only 20-some-odd percent said that Arabic numerals should be taught in public schools in America. Michael in Kansas City. Hello, Michael.
How you doing, guys? I don't think it should be forced. I think it should be taught. You know? I mean, first of all, he's not teaching them, our kids, how to write. I'm a third grader, and I've taught her how to write her name in cursive, mm-hmm. but school won't teach her that. That's stuff you need to learn as an adult. So I think we need to teach them how to use it, you know?
Okay. All right, partner. Hey, do appreciate it. Derek in Lee's Summit. Hello, Derek.
Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Doing very well.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Good.
Good to have you.
Hey, thank you very much. I think that it's indicative of our larger society today. rather we look at things through a political prism or a societal prism, which side of the aisle, if you will, that we come down on, we don't have the willingness to understand anymore before we form an opinion, much less articulate our opinion. And I agree with your initial comments about this show's I hate to use the word, stupidity oftentimes of some of our citizenry. And I think that a lot of times if we just take a moment to understand that despite the fact we're from adversarial camps, if you will, in air quotes, that I think that it's like, hey, you know what? I don't agree, but I do understand. Or oftentimes I think that we would find that we do in fact agree.
All right, man. And hey, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that's all I got. Thanks for the time.
Anytime, brother. Thank you, man.
Let's go to Sean.
Let's end this. Sean in Independence. Hello, Sean.
Hi.
Hi.
I am baffled by the idiocy of so many people.
You want to tell people why, Sean?
Arabic numerals are the numerals we use every single day.
That's right.
Do they want us to write it all in Roman numerals? I mean, I can know them all, but it takes me, 10 times as long to write 100.
Sean, by normal numbers, do you mean 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9?
Yeah.
Them. Yes. the reason that this was conducted and the person who was behind the survey said this shows the epitome, and I'm quoting here, the results are, quote, the saddest and funniest testament to American bigotry.
I just don't know how to respond. My head actually hurts now.
The numerals, the numbers that we use in the United States were created in India millennia ago and spread throughout Asia and into Europe.
Uh-huh, and they came over with the Crusades.
Correct.
Yeah.
No, not with the Crusades. They did not come over with the Crusades.
Well, but let me ask you this, Sean, really quick. History lesson aside. The CEO of Civic Science is quoted as saying, ladies and gentlemen, this is the saddest and funniest testament.
That's what I just read, Dana.
Wait, I want to highlight to American bigotry we have seen. Do you agree that this is bigotry, or do people, when they just heard Arabic numerals, not understand what that is?
They did not know that that we and most of the civilized world use Arabic numerals, and the word Arabic leaves a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. And anything Arabic, I want nothing to do with. Yes.
Hit it.
That's a jam. You would agree? It's not too hard for you?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Oh, wow.
It has no guitar.
Look at you expanding your catalog.
Bass line. Hey, that's all good.
I want to rock right now. I'm a bass and I came to get down.
I can handle a bass line. That's all good. You forget I'm a semi-retired rapper.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's right.
Can we play some of your rap someday?
No.
Why?
Because it is not radio friendly.
Do you use bad words?
I was...
that Jesus wouldn't approve of?
Were you edgy,
yes.
Will Sterrett?
Well, it was partially edgy, partially the fact I didn't really know what I was doing, so I could only really rhyme with cuss words.
What was your rapper name? Because it wasn't Will Sterrett. That's no good.
No, I would prefer to keep that under...
Remember, he won't tell us.
...under my hat.
Scott, it will happen that we will get this out of him. It's not going to be today.
It's like you and Skid Marxer. I mean, you won't give us the details.
I'm not. No, I don't feel comfortable with that.
Why?
Because it was filthy.
Oh, your name was filthy.
Well, no, my name wasn't filthy. But the thing is, I don't want my name out there so people go looking it up, listening to me spewing profanity.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Oh.
It was the audio equivalent of a toilet overflowing, okay?
That bad, huh?
It was pretty foul.
I love it.
Do you ever listen to old raps?
I have on occasion, yes.
Like going down the road, just like, yes.
I don't really do that, no, but I have listened to it in the years since they happened, yeah.
Did you ever get signed, or did you put it out yourself, or what?
I put it out myself a buddy of mine from high school, he and I had our own label. There were like five of us that were actually on this this rap label.
Mm-hmm.
I was pressing.
Was it Def Jam?
No, it was not. Mm. Anyway, I was pressing all the CDs in my bedroom. I was offered to get signed at various labels, but did never actually follow through.
I'm proud of you, Will Starrett. You know what? A lot of people say they want to do something like that. You actually did it. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, Jonathan, we just ratted you out, and I do know your rap name.
What?
Oh. Do not share it on the air. Don't share it right now. We'll talk
do
about it later.
Do not share it on the air.
We will talk about it later. But let me see it. Let me see it. Okay. Will?
Yes?
You have told us that, because when I saw it, I recognized. I do remember you okay. telling us that. But we won't share it. It's okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Just keep that among ourselves here.
Yep. All right. Excellent newscast. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
See you at 3 o'clock.
More broadcast excellence then.
More broadcast excellence coming your way at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
It's good.
Jim in Green Valley. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well.
How are you guys doing there?
Oh, we are doing good. We're doing good for a Monday.
I got a good question here. If we're going to get rid of the cursive and the Roman numerals and they're taking down analog clocks, what do you guys think that they're going to replace that with and teach them? Are they going to teach them how to correctly use emojis? Are they going to teach them different font types like Comic Sans and what colors to use? Is that the direction you think it's going to go now?
Jimmy, the analog clock is an interesting one because what percentage of Americans have cell phones? Let's say it's high, okay? Let's say it's very high. I'm guessing 90%-ish, somewhere
you're
in there.
You're lowballing, but yeah.
Okay. The clock is an interesting example because with everyone having a phone, your phone is your clock, and it just tells you what time it is. When you are in your car just tells you what time it is.
Yeah. Yes, but don't you think it's still beneficial to teach them how to read an actual clock?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of other things that can be taught from being able to read an analog clock. You know, there's a lot of other things, and like Scott would probably agree, you know, you got my six, you know, there's at your 9 o'clock, watch out. You know, there's all kinds of stuff you could, if you said that to a kid now, they say, hey, watch out, there's a bike at your 9 o'clock, they turn around and get ran over.
Oh, that's interesting, Jimmy. If
do you have
said,
my six? Do you have my back?
Well, yeah, but if you said to a teenager today, it's right there at 3 o'clock, would they know what you were saying?
No, they'd be looking at their phone and saying, no, it's 1:45.
That's a great point. I don't know what today's kids, Scott, if you said, it's right there at 11 o'clock,
well, you
if
know,
they know what that means.
It's so funny you guys both brought this up. I heard a phrase today that I'm not convinced a younger person would understand.
What's the phrase?
Hang on there, Jimmy. I was listening to this lady speak, and at the end of it, and she was just kind of, you know, repeating herself. And she said, I know I sound like a broken record. And I remember thinking to myself,
do they know what that means?
I bet young people have no idea what it means when you say, I sound like, or he sounded like a broken record.
No, they don't. My nephew don't even know what a cassette player is. So, yeah.
Well, I raised my, I clearly did something right because my daughter, who wanted to play guitar for a long time, and then we got her a guitar, and she was, like, totally out of it. She went to go sell her guitar at this shop on Johnson Drive this morning, and I said, do they have, like, records in there? And then I thought I had to explain it.
No.
And I go, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, and she goes, Dad, I know what a record is, and yes, they've got a lot. And they have CDs. I go, oh, my God. And she goes.
But records have come back around as being hip again.
Yeah.
I don't know
right,
that.
Right. But the whole point of this whole thing is that just because some of this stuff is outdated and we don't necessarily use it all the time anymore, it's still things that should be taught to our children. I remember back when I was in school, there were things that we didn't use anymore that we were still taught. And there were things I worked in the Carpenters Union. When I was an apprentice, I was taught things that we don't use anymore. But those things were actually the best way to do things, and I use them now instead of what everybody else does because the old-timers' ways were better. So a lot of these things that we don't use, they should still learn, and they should be able to decide for themselves which one works better.
Yeah. And Jimmy, for all that I was talking about the cell phone and technology, watches are still extremely popular.
Are they?
Yes. Hmm. Even for kids, watches are popular.
I wear mine all the time.
I wear mine.
Mark in Kansas City. Mark, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
We're doing well. Your phone's a little chopped up. I may have to put you back on hold, but go ahead and try.
Well, I think the gentleman that conducted the survey missed the conclusion. The conclusion is that our public school system has failed when, after 8 to 12 years of teaching Arabic numerals, the population doesn't know what they're taught.
It's just not something we hear every day, is it, Mark?
You taught it in grade school from preschool onwards.
But no,
we called them in grade school your numbers. Yeah, I don't remember anyone saying your Arabic numbers.
I think what Dana's getting at is the failure was to let people know these are Arabic numerals that we're learning.
Right. America is the least bigoted country on the planet.
Oh. No, well, now wait a minute. Let me jump in if I can, Mark, because I'm gonna disagree with your first part, and then I'm going to agree with the second thing that you just said, that I think most people knee-jerkingly will say is not true, and it is actually quite true. As far as the premise of the study, I think the premise, Mark, if you will, was to see if people would just dismiss something on its face because the word Arabic was included in it.
Instead of asking.
Because most people, if you go up and say, what is the name of the numbers that we learn? Most people would not say Roman numerals, but they wouldn't say Arabic numerals either. They wouldn't know.
They would go numbers?
Yeah.
They're just numbers. They're,
American numbers, I guess. You know, most people don't know that the numbers that we use in everyday life
are called Arabic numbers more times
than we can count are called Arabic numerals. Yes. However, I think it does show a bit of bigotry in American life that people would just dismiss it out of hand because the word Arabic was included.
Instead of asking, can you clarify, remind me again, what is that?
Yeah. Just the idea that we would have to learn something from the Middle East, even though India is not in the Middle East, was detestable or not acceptable to some people, and detestable would lead to bigotry, of course. However, Mark, I'm with you on that last part. I think Americans have done a really good job of convincing themselves that they are the most bigoted nation on this planet, and that is simply not a fact. You want to find some of the most bigoted nations in this world? Go to the Middle East and go to Europe. European nations are some of the most bigoted countries on the face of this earth, and I would say the same thing about countries in the Middle East. Mark?
It was a gotcha survey question.
Yes, it was. That's fair.
Allow the surveyors to scold fellow Americans.
That's fair. That's fair, but Americans fell for the trap and proved their point.
Because the public education system has failed them.
No, because
they are not bigoted.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Americans are bigoted, but we are not the most bigoted place on this planet, and that's a fact.
Well, let me ask you this, Mark. If they were truly not bigoted, don't you think it would have been 50-50 down? I don't want to bring politics into this.
Please don't.
But Scott, if it's truly not bigoted, you would think it would be 50% and 50%, right?
Yes.
If it was truly not bigoted, 50% of people who think one way would have responded, no. And 50% of people who think the other way would have responded, no. That's not what happened in this survey. Because they also asked people, which way do you lean? And we don't want to get into politics, but there was a lopsided result when they asked the people who said no about their political leanings.
That's correct.
56% of the respondents are ignorant and afraid. They are not bigoted. That is a false conclusion.
Afraid of what,
but
Mark?
Then why was
Wait. Let him answer that question. Afraid of what?
They are afraid of the world on our shores.
They're afraid of losing their culture. And they think if we teach Arabic numerals in American schools, we will lose our culture. They're afraid that the world in which they live, the United States, is becoming less white. Correct?
And Mark, now you're cutting out.
And yes, it is a form of bigotry. Bigotry is prejudice, it's bias, it's partiality, sectarianism.
That's not a word.
Well, it is according to dictionary.com. It's an intolerance toward things that are different. That's what bigotry is, an intolerance towards things that are different. It is a form of bigotry when you knee-jerk say, no, I don't think Arabic numerals should be taught in American schools. However, I do agree with Mark when he says America is not as bigoted as you think. Do we have problems in this country? Absolutely, we do. I would encourage you to go to Europe or go to the, and I've never been to the Middle East and I have no intention of ever going, but I've read enough and watched enough to know. Those are two of the most bigoted places on this planet. England is awful. Horrible. Germany, I don't need to remind you about their bigotry. 576-7798. Long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. That's AC/DC, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to rock and roll. Let's get back to the phones. Ryan in Lawrence. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I love our show. Dana, I love your laugh. It is so hilarious.
Oh, Ryan, thank you, sweetie.
God bless you guys.
God bless you.
Listen, Scott, you and I, we both grew up in military families. So I'm going to bring this to the forefront. Because we grew up in military families, we knew from very early on that learning things out of our comfort zone made us a whole lot better. Now, as far as what I heard very early on in the show, I'm going to take a diplomatic approach to this. There are no such people as idiots. Those who did not understand Arabic numerals, they just don't understand it very well like you and I would, or anybody. And so, but the question I have to keep asking myself, and somebody brought it up earlier, so they kind of stole my thunder. What truly are we afraid of if we're not going to teach this? Well, I think you brought it to our forefront, Scott, very well. We are afraid that we are going to lose our American culture.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, it scares the crap out of me because it's like, why is it so hard for us to think outside the box for a moment and not embrace something or some things when they're simply different?
Yeah.
Define the American culture. I think it's very hard.
Yeah. Well, the American culture, Scott, honestly, I think it's what any of us make of it. The American culture, like we've all heard those cliches, as American as apple pie, as American as baseball.
Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, good to hear from you, man. I want to get one more in really quick. Bill in Raytown, we got 30 seconds. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think that the question shows a bias. They only asked about Arabic numerals. I think if they'd have said Greek or Japanese numerals, people would have said, no, don't waste our time teaching them that either.
Probably.
Although Japanese numerals are Arabic, but yes.
Well, yeah, they just would say, you know, why waste time teaching all these other...
But Bill, you bring up a good point, but what else would that say? And I think that kind of goes back to what the previous caller was saying is Americans don't, not all Americans, but a lot of Americans, a majority clearly, don't want change. Not that they're necessarily biased or bigoted against people from the Arab world, even though the numbers are actually from India, but they're biased or bigoted against any sort of change that comes with a preface like Japanese numerals or Greek numerals or Arabic numerals. They don't want that change. They like it the way it is. They don't want other groups coming in and trying to influence the way that we function, we live our lives, whether they be Greek, Japanese, or Arab. Keyword to cash this hour is final. Final. Okay, who is the moron in Philadelphia who literally made all of these words today about Game of Thrones?
I'm thinking there's a theme.
Words like north, as in north wall?
I don't know. Maybe north, as in which direction's
horse,
north.
Horse, queen. These are some of the ones from earlier today. The keyword this hour is final. Final. 72881.
I'd argue you say it's pretty smart by them to
about
do that.
Schools. Nerds.
It was the final episode.
Final, yeah, final episode last night. Yes. Wait till you hear the rest of the words today. They're all Game of Thrones related.
Is
nerd.
It never seen it? Don't care.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.